Human beings share the reality that we all reside together on planet Earth. The world is the way the world is. It is imbalanced, unequal, and you have to work hard to survive or succeed. That is reality. Or is it? What if the world and everything you believe to be true is nothing but an illusion or a lie? I'm Liz Watt. Welcome back to my channel where free thinkers consider topics related to humanity, spirituality, reality, and individuality. If that's something you're interested in, make sure you subscribe. Today, I want to consider the difference between reality and illusion and four reasons why what you think is reality is illusion. Let's get started. Our planet has a natural world of rivers, oceans, forests, mountains, and valleys. It also has a human-made reality of amazing cities and structures, technology, books, literature, dance, and art. Within this human-made world also exists war, terrorism, rape, genocide, and destruction. We must adhere to society and systems of politics, government, economics, education, health, work, and taxes. We're either born into a developed nation where we work to earn money to pay the bills, or we're born into an undeveloped nation where we starve for lack of basic survival resources of food, fresh air, clean water, shelter, or clothing. Less than 1% of the population is born into an extreme privilege that gives them authority and power over others, and the ability to grow their wealth exponentially. The world is the way the world is. It is imbalanced, unequal, and you have to work hard to survive or succeed. That's reality. Or is it? So what are reality and illusion? Well, reality is all that exists as objective fact within a system, whether it's known or unknown, as opposed to that which is imaginary, non-existent, or an illusion. An objective fact exists whether humans exist or not and is independent of human beliefs or perspectives. The objective is unbiased and sticks to the facts of what is. Subjective perspective is based on feelings or emotions and is open to a personal interpretation, individual perspective or point of view seen through filters. It depends on the level of awareness, beliefs, and experiences of a single individual. To learn more, check out the episode titled The Difference Between Subjective Perspective and Objective Truth. The link's in the description. Now, an illusion is a false idea or belief or wrong or subjective misinterpreted perception of a sensory experience. Illusion can be something that is presented to you externally as false information that you believe, or something presented accurately but you internally interpret it incorrectly. It's not quite right. The reality we are presented with on planet Earth is that of, on the one hand, a natural world of mystical phenomena and life, and on the other, a human-made world of authority, hierarchy, and control. The illusion is that this reality is what the world is. However, it is just one subjective perspective of how the world could be. The very fact that the human-made world could be many other possible realities other than what it is the biggest illusion of all. The first reason that your reality is an illusion is that everything is energy and nothing is physical. So energy is a non-physical force or essence that's everything and everywhere. Everything is made of waves of energy moving and pulsing in different vibrations, frequencies, speeds, and densities. Similar frequencies and vibrations in our universe are attracted to one another and come together to appear as physical or other forms. Energy and matter are virtually the same in that the structure of matter is made of molecules and atoms that are made of vortexes of energy. There are no physical particles, but instead different vibrations or frequencies of energy. So everything we regard as solid or real is made of energy that appears solid, physical, or real, but is not, because it's energy. The observer creates their internal interpretation of external reality based only on the extent of the energy they can perceive. So what we perceive as matter or a physical object is a subjective illusion unique to human perception, not an objective reality. So the second reason your reality's illusion is that humans only perceive a small percentage of reality. Human beings perceive our external world through the five physical senses of sight, sound, taste, smell, and touch. Our internal interpretation of external energy through our senses is what we deem to be an external physical reality. Now, we have other senses of thought, emotion, and intuition, which perceive and interpret external energies through the emotional, mental, and spiritual realms. Many other energetic phenomena and conditions are occurring in and around our physical bodies and external environment that humans have no awareness of. However, most people are completely disconnected from these aspects of self and are unaware of these as perceptions of energy as opposed to objective truth. So this immediately prohibits our ability to perceive, interpret, and understand the external world and reality from an objective perspective. What we perceive in the external world is a limited subjective illusion of the extent of energetic existence, not an objective perspective of the entire reality that exists. So the third reason your reality is an illusion is that critical information has been withheld from humanity for a very, very, very long time. Planet Earth was not created by humans. It was created by source consciousness. It existed long before humans came about and will continue to exist without us. Source consciousness is a much greater force than human beings that has created and maintains life on Earth, including plants, animals, other species, and humanity. The way the natural world and the species within it operate is an integrated ecosystem of laws and processes created by source that exists, whether we're here or not. Until recent decades, much of this information and these objective truths have largely been withheld from humanity and hidden and made available only to a certain few. Some of the key objective truths about our reality that have been withheld from humanity include universal law, which is the non-made and immutable conditions that determine how reality and consequence operate within the universal realm that we exist in. Universal law is a body of spiritual laws which act as the governing dynamics of consciousness in this third dimensional reality of planet Earth. Humanity did not create it, but we're at the mercy of its consequences, and yet it's been hidden from us. Then there's natural law, which is part of the universal laws of nature as determined by source consciousness. So natural law determines that all beings created by source have natural drives, needs, and instincts which inform their natural behavior, including humans. We cannot escape these natural needs and instincts. Then there's sovereignty, which is a concept within universal and natural law that an individual, state, or governing body has the right to govern itself without external interference. A sovereign being or sovereign individual is a concept that there's a moral or natural right of every human being to have exclusive control of their own body and their life without external interference with or from government or any other organization or individual. The concept of sovereignty has largely been withheld from human beings. Now, without being exposed to a full range of information, we're unable to perceive the widest range of information to interpret a more objective reality. We've been given just a narrow amount of information about what is true. What we've been led to believe about the way the universe and the world functions, our human nature, our rights and needs is largely incomplete, incorrect, and illusionary. You can learn more in the episode, What is Universal Law, Natural Law, and Human Law? And again, the link's in the description. Now, the fourth reason that your reality is an illusion is the human-made world is inverted. It's upside down. Let me explain. A need is something necessary for survival that you cannot live without and is required to maintain life and an internal state of well-being. We have needs. Humans have fundamental needs that include the physical, emotional, mental, relational, soul, higher self, and spiritual, all as aspects within us. Now, the ecosystems of nature operate in a way that allows each species or aspect of life to exist within a whole and meet its needs. Human-made systems operate in complete opposition to the intentions and integrated ecosystems of nature, universal law, natural law, sovereignty, and the necessity to meet human needs. Human-made systems that respond to human needs have been inverted by low-frequency energy. So instead of meeting our needs, these systems and society that we live in make them even greater and increase suffering and pain. Nature designed the world as an opportunity to express our true self, meet our needs, follow our desires, and experience the world through growth, expansion, and the ability to thrive. Human-made systems fill our bodies with toxic food and drugs, keep us feeling unsafe in emotions of fear, restrict and control the information we receive about the universe and our true nature. They control our social interactions and relationships with government and politics, and they restrict our connection to our soul, a higher self, and source consciousness through organized religion and judgmental, retaliatory gods. Human-made systems do everything except meet our real intrinsic needs. They're a restricted and inverted illusion of what life and the world is. Take some time and check out the episode titled Seven Essential Needs That Must Be Met to Thrive to learn more about needs. And again, the link's in the description. Reality is an objective truth that exists beyond what human beings think, say, dictate, or decide is true. The collective illusory reality humanity currently shares is maintained only through our collective belief that this is the way things are, and our compliance and conformity to this through action and behavior. The illusion is the current collective human perception that our external realm is reality, and that's all there is. The reality is that what we perceive as human beings is always an illusion because it's only one subjective perspective of what is. To move further towards objective truth, we must all stop accepting and complying with what we're told and start to question, search, and get curious. We must use external information and our personal observation and experience and turn inside to discover the truth of who and what we are, what we need, and what we're here to experience. The reality is that reality can be whatever you choose. So what is that going to be? It's your choice. If you have any questions or thoughts about illusion and reality, let me know in the comments or at lizwatt.com/askliz. If you want to know more, then make sure you consider subscribing to this channel because I have a ton of content and ideas to share with you to help start to understand humanity and integrate spirituality, reality, and individuality. While you wait for the next episode, make sure you check out some of my other work here or at lizwatt.com. That's everything for today. I hope you found it helpful. Have a great day, and I will see you next time.